So after we were learning this concept of bringing the level of perception from seeing that there's a bad in the world, that there's risha, to really seeing that there's wickedness, not wicked people, and the wickedness exists in order to create a contrast, a shadow, that when Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to save the world, lehatzil et ha'olam, save the tzaddikim, lehatzil et ha'tzaddikim, he is matzil, he is shadowing them, right? Betzel yadai kisiticha, right? Sakoti banan kapecha, betzel yadai kisiticha, Kadosh Baruch Hu shadows Moshe in order for him to be able to see the heavens, because too much light, you're going to be burnt, right? And that's what it means. Hashem tzilcha al yadi minecha. God is your shadow. He shadows you in order for you not to have too much exposure, because that will blow your mind. So Rabbi Nachman is telling us something very profound. When you live in a world where you understand that even the quote-unquote wickedness of the world is only creating a contrast, then you can always see the goodness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you're always seeing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running this world perfectly in a way where he's creating constant contrast between things that to me seem that they're opposing each other. And therefore, when I live in that perception, I'm able to see that that's the world I'm living in. And I'm able to elevate myself to a lofty place and daven. And what's this daven? Rabbi Nachman says, this is the concept of para aduma, the red heifer. So para is the cow. But this idea of para is the idea of davening. Nishlema parim sfatenu. After the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, the Chazal say that now that there's no korbanos, nishlema parim sfatenu, the cows, the offerings, our lips, our davening is going to be instead of these offerings. So it's a cute drush, but it's not, because Judaism is not about cute drushes. It's about depth. So the prefix of par in Hebrew means to open up. So priya is when you open up the wound in the bris milah so it doesn't heal and then regrow the foreskin. And lifroachov is to open up this debt and annul it. And priya virivia, right, is to open up the ability to have more children. So this prefix of par is opening. And therefore it says, nishlema parim sfatenu. When we're able to open up our lips in a true way of shlemut, nishlema parim sfatenu, then we're really davening. This is the idea of davening being this concept of para, right? The para, the cow, is called para because all it does is just has kids, right? It eats and sleeps and has kids. That's why it's a para, para, from the word para verave, right? From just multiplying. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Nachman is telling us that when we have this perception of openness, of things being open and not things just being going towards entropy and decay, right? Nature does go through entropy and decay, and spirituality balances out into relationship. And therefore, when you have that, then you have tefillah, and that's the para. The aduma is the simplicity, right? Parat. When you bring the para aduma, it has to be a cow that has never worked the land before, and therefore it's a simple one. So the simple perception of life allows me to daven, and therefore when I'm looking at the world from a place of relationship, from a place of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating a balance, as the Das Tevunos says, the Ramchal says in Das Tevunos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates good and evil in order to balance them, then it's a circle. So you can reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu through good. A lot of people have something good in their life, and through that they find the Kadosh Baruch Hu in their life. Some other people, Chas V'Shalom, only through tragedy find the Kadosh Baruch Hu in their life. Chal says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I created both. I'd rather you find me through good, but you know what? At the end of the day, as long as you find me, it's going to be okay. And therefore, that's para aduma. But this is not only. Because when the para aduma, after you burn the para aduma, you take the afar, you take the ash, and you put it in water, and you sprinkle the water. So Rabbi Nachman says the next step of davening is anochi afar ve'efer, is the afar ve'efer, the dirt and the dust. Avraham Avinu, when he davens for Sodom, he says anochi afar ve'efer, I'm ash and dirt, right? I'm dust and dirt. What is this dust and dirt? So Rabbi Nachman says that the efer, the dust, is the physicality of the world. Right, it's the physicality, and the afer, the afar, is the spirituality. Spirituality, as it says, right, it says in the psukim. So we see that Yaakov, that akitzuvranu shochne afar, awaken those who sleep in the dirt. Right, so that's the souls that are in the bodies that are in the dirt that have died. Kitzuvranu, wake up these souls. And when Yaakov is fighting with the angels, v'itavek be'afarag, v'itavek v'ayal afarag lemat kisei kavod. When Yaakov and the Malach, they battle, there's such a spiritual battle. So the afar goes all the way up to Shemayim. Now this afar, as Chazal says, is ayin par, right? It's the Torah has 70 facets to it. This is the par, the 70 facets of par. which is the ability to open up these 70 facets. Only when Yaakov battles the angel can we have now the 70 facets of the Torah, and then Shivim Nefesh Yardu Mitzrayim. But that's not to get into that. That's a different whole level. And yet we're talking about this Afar Va'Efer, when we're able to bring together this Afar Va'Efer, the Efer, which is a physicality, right? The Gashmius, right? The cow is all very, very Gashmi. And that's why Chas V'Shalom, the Jewish people made a golden calf, because that's like such a Gashmi facet. That was the Avodah Zarah of the Egyptians. That's the Afar, the Efer. And the Afar is the Tzadikim. That's why Tzibur is an acronym for Tzadikim Benonim Rashaim. The Tzadikim is the Afar, the spiritual people. The Rashaim is the Efer. And you need both. You need the contrast. You don't get it? Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world of contrast. Without contrast, it's a boring, dull world. And there's no desire for growth. It's only when you see something beautiful, and it's beautiful because of the contrast, that's when you desire to have a relationship with it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu created a world where the tzaddikim and the rishayim create shadow, right? Hashem tzil chal yad minecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to save the tzaddikim through their being rishayim in the world. And they contrast each other. And when they bond together, then Anochi Afar Va'Efer, Avram can really be Afar Va'Efer and save Sodom. That's what he says. I am Afar and Efer. I can elevate the rishayim of Sodom and bring them to a higher level. That is tefillah, Afar Va'Efer, bringing both together. It's the Para Aduma Tamima. There's obviously more to see, but that is already a huge step along the way. We should be Zochah.